Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. It is Tech Talk right here. It is 7:31, and we're right around 50 degrees right now, bright sunshine, and our phone lines are open here for Tech Talk at 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles, good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are we doing today?
We're good.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. We're liking this weather, aren't we?
I'm loving this weather.
Cool in the morning.
It could stay this way all year round. I'd be happy. All except for the time change. I like getting home when it's still light outside.
Yeah, true.
Oh, man. At least we don't have that ice like we did a couple weeks ago.
Yes. You know, it was really cold those days, and I was going, you know, winter setting in.
Yeah.
Wasn't excited about it.
I kind of missed that, so I was kind of lucky in a way.
Yeah, you were out there in Portland. That's right.
Yeah.
You missed out on that little ice. It was kind of nice, though. You know, it just makes you want to stoke up the fireplace and kick back and relax a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking these brisk mornings, though.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to start the day.
Well, if you're a hiker, it's really good.
You just
get out and go walking. I went walking with my dog early this morning and got us a little exercise already.
Nice.
Because I'm going to be working on a house all day. So I figured today we'll get this walk out of the way first thing this morning and clear the brain a little bit before we come in. Because, boy, we've got lots of questions to ask you. I've had a busy week in my shop, people asking questions. And one of the things they came across with me, Charles, and you know I'm not the computer guy, but they wanted to know which PC cleaning software is the best, because there's so many out there. You know, you've got all these different names. I wrote some of them down. I just got online and just kind of wrote them down. But somebody had bought this one called Piriform PC Cleaner. Have you heard of that?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't say that I have. I've heard of PC Cleaner.
Yeah, there's PC Cleaner and my PC, or Clean My PC. There's all these different programs out there that they have for cleaning PCs. But, you know, one of the questions that I got to ask is what does the software for a PC cleaner do?
It basically gets rid of all the unnecessary things that makes your computer run. Like, for example, when you start up, you know, if you have multiple people, for example, getting into the same machine and they have a different user, there's a thing called a profile, which has your My Documents, everything having to do with a particular user. Well, you can have a whole bunch of those. Like I've seen where there's like 50 of those things and none are being used. Well, every time it boots, guess what? It goes through and reads each one. And, you know, so you're taking a long time to read stuff that you don't even use. So unnecessary things. And then there's temporary files that are created. And some programs are just not good about cleaning them out when it's through with them. You know, it's just like not putting your trash into the trash can.
You know, one of the customers asked me, you know, what is the difference between a PC cleaning program and something like Malwarebytes? What's the difference?
Well, Malwarebytes is more of a preventative thing. It keeps the junk from getting into your machine. The cleaner, it's after the fact. You're now having to go, you know, the place is a mess. We got to clean up. And it starts to go, and it does more of a deep clean. Like it goes into registry setting, because the registry is another place where these are, it's everything is defined, you know, and we're talking Windows machines, right?
Sure.
They are basically, you know, the kind of backbone that gives you all the instructions for how your machine's going to behave. So there's stuff like, for example, that gets installed, And it just leaves stuff in the registry. Well, it reads those, and then it just times out trying to get to stuff.
Sure.
Because it's looking for this, it's looking for that. So that's the other thing. It's like there's you know, it's unnecessary software. It's cleaning that stuff out.
Yes. Well, you know, because sometimes you'll have programs that you have downloaded or were downloaded to your PC when you bought it. And a lot of those programs you may never use. And how, when you clean them out, when you, let's say you uninstall one, there's still a trail left sometimes by some programs. Does this PC software actually go out and clean that as well?
Yeah, unnecessary programs that are like DLLs is a dynamic link library file, which is associated with some program. There could be a bunch of them sitting out there that it tries to load, but there's nothing there because you've already uninstalled the program. So it can take those and say, okay, well, you don't need this anymore.
And clean it out.
And take it out, and so it's out of the loop.
Well, that's a great thing to know, because a lot of times we don't understand, you know, on layman terms, what a PC cleaning software will do.
Yeah, but the other thing, you know, there's a lot of scams out there. I mean, there's stuff out there that basically it's out there doing something malicious without you knowing it. It's supposed to be cleaning stuff off, because I see a lot of programs that are installed, you know, on machines that, I mean, they're not doing anybody any good. It's basically feeding data for somebody.
Sure.
You know, because basically people are just being, you know, used as collecting points for, you know, these big data companies that are selling names and,
yeah,
you know, it's all, it's the ugly side of the business, you know. So what I would do, you know, just as a general rule, try to see if the manufacturer themselves has a tool that actually does this cleanup stuff. Like,
sure,
for example, with HP, they have this thing called HP Advisor or Assist. It's one of the two, I forget which. But anyway, it's something that comes with the machines when they're new, but you can still put that on machines if it didn't come with it. And you can, you know, if it's an HP machine, it says, okay, this is all the stuff that you've got. This is out of date. Now you want me to optimize your configuration?
Hmm.
And so, you know, they use different terminology.
Sure.
But
yeah,
it's basically doing the same thing. It's taking all the stuff and making it efficient so you don't have all these little obstructions, you know, trying to do your thing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff going on in the background. You know, when you have millions of instructions per second happening all the time, how can you account for those? You know, you just hope these programs are doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Because all it takes is one bad apple that starts messing with you. All of a sudden, no response. And Microsoft isn't good on a lot of fronts either, as far as that goes. Because, like with their updates, you know, I'm starting to see it doesn't matter if you set up automatic updates or not, it's starting to basically take you to the next generation without you even asking.
And that's, yeah, okay. And it's kind of sometimes you're not ready for that change.
Well, I think it started with the phones. You know, the phones,
yeah,
it doesn't ask you if you want to update. Now, I think Apple's a little better.
It does. It asks you, but it has built into it where you can automatically allow it to update,
mm-hmm,
your software on a regular basis at night when you're sleeping, you know, so that you're not interrupted during the day to have to do an update. But on occasions, Apple will send out an update that just automatically does it, and that is a security update for something that may be really secure on your system, and they won't give you that option. They're going to fix it before,
right,
they get lawsuits.
Because they're plugging,
yeah,
a hole.
Yeah,
basically.
They're plugging a hole, yes.
Yeah, and Windows is the same way. So Microsoft does that. They have security patches, and then they have feature updates.
And, you know, they make the same software for phones, you know, to clean your phone, clean my, mm-hmm, iPhone programs, you know, basically the same for the computers. One of the things that I'm trying to do with my signage program that's going to eventually be up on my website so that you'll be able to go up and pull it up on nbrelectronics.com. But what it'll do is it'll allow you to go in. I'm going to have a list of all those types of PC cleaners, and we're going to find out which one's the best ones. We're going to do a little research for you. And there are free options, because somebody asked me the other day, is there any kind of free software I can download that would clean my PC where I don't have to pay for it? You know, and yes, you're probably going to get some, but there's going to be a lot of options that won't be available in the free PC cleaning tools. But we'll look that up, and I'll put those up on the website at some point that you'll be able to just dial in and go and see, you know, for yourself what programs are out there, and then be able to go in and select one for your needs.
Well, one thing you might consider, though, is using the manufacturer's suggested program.
Yes.
Because like Dell has one, HP has one, Lenovo has one. You know, so basically those are free. If they don't come with the machine, you can download it. And that way you can actually have it do its little cleanup activity and kind of make your machine more efficient, you know, based on its design. You know, because every manufacturer is going to have their own little twist to how they, you know, how they like their machines configured to be optimal.
Sure.
So they're the best.
All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we'll have more Tech Talk coming up. Don't forget that we also have the phone lines open for your questions or comments at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone, and we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles, we got a message in from one of our biggest listeners.
Yeah, big listener.
Wanting to know if you can rig a voting machine computer-wise.
They can be. The software can be written to do so. But I think, you know, politically, not getting into a political dissertation, because we don't want to do that in this show. We're more about technology. That is a technical question, but the problem that you have is outside sources. Whenever they do this, they should have a government-regulated program that's been monitored by the government, and everybody knows how it operates.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking about hacking, you know, trying to get inside an environment, you know, like somebody hacking your machine through your firewall or what have you. You know, I actually set up the network there at the county, and there's several isolated networks, and one of them is the election board. They're so animate about keeping theirs locked down and isolated from the rest, and so is like the judicial software, you know, that the DA and the, you know, those guys use. It's also in a protected environment that's run by the state. You know,
sure.
So basically, they are the ones that control that environment, and they have some pretty locked down stuff. You know, it's just like you know, the big companies. Yeah. They have people that are security guys that are cybersecurity guys that are constantly watching stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not like the security guard sitting at the door. You know, he's looking online and looking for abnormality. So I'd say pretty, you know, not much of a chance. And plus, the people from with the election board, they're so animate about doing things right.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be pretty reluctant about accusing them for doing anything bad.
Well, the only reason that I think that question's being asked is the news that was brought out the other day about an election software that was used in 40-some counties that had a bug in it. And actually, when one candidate was voted for, it sent the votes to another candidate. And they found it and actually admitted it happened. Over 6,000 votes in one county alone. And there was 47 counties using that software.
Well, that's the other challenge about government and computing stuff. You know, the government's the largest users of computers. They are the biggest consumer of computing power. And so you would think they would have it down pretty well. But they're kind of behind.
And I think the problem lies buying outside sourced software. They need to have a governmental software that's written specifically that all people can say, this is an approved program by the government. this is the software we're going to use, than to highlight somebody from the outside and say, yeah, we'll buy your software to do this. That, I think, is where we run into our problems. And so I think people are going to have to look into that in the future.
Yeah, well, it's selecting the right software, the stuff that's going to work for you.
Sure.
Because, you know, unless you yourself, you know, have some background in this, how do you know what questions to even ask?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's why when I was working at the county, the one thing I always tried to stress is educating people on, you know, their environments. You need to know your environments. And when you're totally dependent upon a third-party vendor to tell you what it is, I mean, they're in the business of making a profit, you know. So they're going to tell you just what they want you to hear.
Yeah.
So you never really get the whole story. So it's nice to have some IT professionals that give you a little bit more of a objective view on what this thing really does. And then you never really totally know, because unless you wrote the code yourself, you know, how are you going to know those details, like the bug you're talking about?
Yeah, but there's so much about the election part of it that you and I don't know.
That's why
we've got to leave it to the cyber professionals.
Right.
You know, they've got all the court battles they'll be fighting, and they'll have all the right people looking into this. But when you ask Charles and Charles, we're too busy with our daily lives to even get into all that. We don't really know.
We have to cover a lot of territory, so, you know, we don't have niches like that where we... You know, like I said, I spent a few years in the county, you know, when we redid their whole infrastructure. So I got to know it pretty well. And it's a pretty nice network. I mean, it's got good security. It's locked down well. It's got good communication and performance. So, you know.
Well, we know Oklahoma is really done well. I mean, the votes were done quickly. Everybody knew what was going on.
And we have a good election board.
I think we do. And here's the great thing about it. Oklahomans are smart people. We know how to count. Don't leave it to the people in New York and places like that, because they don't know how to count.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge. We're dependent so much on these big institutions.
That's what's sad, is stock market is in that place, so that really scares you. But they're still locked down to that kind of a thing.
You know? That's why you got to be in constant learning mode. You have to learn the environment, because it constantly evolves. You know, just because everything works good now, you have to revisit it regularly.
And I'm sure they've got people that really do monitor that. And so jumping from that one back into our topics of computers and things that are relative to us, one of the biggest things that I was finding with PC cleaners and stuff like that is, you know, some people ask, do I even need to have a PC cleaner of any sort? And that was one of the other questions that came by to my desk,
really,
and I wrote it down.
It really depends on the user, you know. Because if you think of it like you're going through town, there's good neighborhoods, there's bad neighborhoods that you don't want to drive through. Well, you know, Bartlesville's probably not that bad. There's probably not an unsafe street that I can really think of. But, you know, some communities, it's just not like that. So if you think about the internet that way, going into neighborhoods that are questionable, especially unknown sites. And when you go to searching, all you have to do is mistype one thing.
Sure.
And it takes you off into who knows where. And the problem about going to unknown sites is that when any kind of clicking action can start some kind of a script or action that, you know, may be unintentional. So what do you do about that? You know, now you have to be prepared. And that's why you use things like real-time protection with things like malware bytes, because it's constantly watching. As soon as it says, you know, that this is an unsafe site, or, you know, somebody's trying to load something, it just pops up and says, okay, here's somebody knocking at the back door. Maybe we should pay attention to this.
Yeah. And, you know, like taking a person like myself, who's not a software guy by any means, what would you recommend, Charles, for taking your PC to somebody to clean it that's a professional, you know, a computer place? What would you recommend, you know, a specialist that does computer? How often should a guy take his computer in and get it cleaned?
Good question, because it depends on the user and how often that system really changes. Like, for example, every 2 to 3 years, you know, I've installed, uninstalled, updated, changed, you know, went from here, went to there. So my machine is, you know, gets a lot of changes regularly.
Sure.
And for that kind of a user, I would say I would just blow it away and start fresh. You know, just do a fresh build periodically. And it used to be a lot worse. It's not as bad as it used to be. You could run a machine for 10 years and not worry about rebuilding the operating system. But to me, just knowing what I know, I like to flush things out because there's so much stuff that's hidden.
Sure.
You know, like we were talking about the registry and all these boot cycles when it's starting up. You know, how do you look in those places to see what's actually happening? Well, the average user is not going to do that. And that's why people get those cleaning programs, because yeah. it'll actually, and now you're totally dependent upon the integrity of this company to do everything, you know, kind of above board and and properly. So, yeah, it really depends on how the machine gets used. Like I have people that they have machines that they won't even put on the internet. They have a private one that they keep their personal stuff on, and then they have a one that uses the internet just so they can do their outside stuff, and they're, and they're always, you know, that's the one that gets protected and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it depends on the environment. But in general, it's gotten a lot safer because the security stuff, like Microsoft has bought a lot of security companies over the last couple of decades.
Sure.
So now it's like the virus protection, all that kind of stuff. They're looking at it from that standpoint now. When it used to be an add-on or it wasn't our business, well, they've changed that stance in the last two decades. So now the viruses are less likely, because if you see in the updates now, it's got, it tells you, you know, a little more detail about, you know, what it's doing. And the other thing is, like drivers, you'll see, like with Windows 10, when you go to the latest version, like the 2004 or above, when you go to updates, it's got another optional updates that's got drivers.
Right.
So now you can act, because Microsoft has their version of drivers, which can basically cause havoc to your machine or fix it. You know, so do you actually use a manufacturer's driver or do you use a Microsoft driver? You know, so, and sometimes it could be either way.
It can go either way, yeah.
So you have to be able to back out. And they've got good mechanisms for backing out of those things now that they didn't have before. So I'd say the operating systems across the board, it's much better security-wise than it's ever been.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're at a point where, you know, they most of your PC cleaning programs actually work. There's some that may not be all that good. I mean, that some generic free versions.
I'd say most of them. Yeah. You don't need.
Yeah.
It's just trying to, because it's just like you're constantly getting bombarded with these notifications. Well, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well.
And some of your big name software programs like Norton Utilities and all that, a lot of those have that PC cleaner in them. But again, how effective it is, I'm not sure. I'm not more of the computer type guy, but I know that there are some out there that people do pay high dollar for that get really good PC cleaning.
Well, you know, this stuff was designed when it was more of a problem, like a decade ago, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. Now, you're less likely to need it, you know, when you have a new machine. So a lot of machines, I just put in the standard, like the Malware Bytes type program, because that's where most of your junk comes in, and it checks your email, and it's a real-time protection mechanism.
Sure.
And I don't use anything else.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the operating system does well.
Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be back with more of our Tech Talk program after this one-minute timeout.
It's that time of year again when old man winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
You'll find Silverado City in Independence when you shop Roman Chevrolet Buick. Not only do they have great Silverado inventory, but also a wide selection of used inventory, including used vehicles starting at under $5,000. Plus, shop from the comfort of your own home by shopping online at RomansGM.com, and Romans will deliver your purchase to you. No worries, no hassles, no problems. Romans makes it easy. Roman Chevrolet Buick, the number one place to shop for new or used vehicles at 2313 West Main in Independence. Your Silverado City.
There you go. It's 7:55. Back to Tech Talk. Charles and Charles in charge.
Yes. I like that music.
Yeah, me too.
And coming back to the questions, Charles, we're back in here again. You know, as these questions were asked me about the PC cleaners, for students getting ready to start buying computers, parents buying computers for their kids for Christmas, I think the PC cleaning questions come in because what do we really need for our kid that is going to college? And, you know more about what kids use the software for, you know, when they're first getting to college. Would a cleaning program be wise for somebody that's in that position?
Well, yeah, when you're talking about students like college students, you know, now they're away from the house and there's no telling where they want to go anymore. You know, they're on their own, so they have to take care of their stuff. So you do want to protect them, you know, probably a little more than just the average user.
Sure.
So it is good to have, first of all, I would focus on real-time protection. Like, for example, that Malware Bytes, it works as a free program after it expires, but then you have to run it, which kind of takes away from the fact that when stuff comes in, you don't want to find it a week later.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you need to know right then. Mm-hmm. So real-time protection, what I would focus on. But like you mentioned earlier, there's the Norton and the McAfee. Those are all good software. That's what corporate America uses.
Yeah.
You know, it's those programs that really do constantly, you know, they're vigilant about keeping the bad stuff out, but you have to keep them current. So I think the biggest thing is just, you know, it's usually the kids educating the parents, you know, like when it's college kids, you know, they probably know everything already, so it's hard to tell them anything.
Yeah.
You know, I've had some of those.
Yeah.
Which, they're exploring more, you know, because now they're expanding their mind. So you can't criticize them for being adventurous, but also make sure that they update their machines. You know, the machines get patched properly. Make sure that the virus protection is update. And when it's got a pop-up message that says there's something questionable going on, have pay attention and quarantine that stuff or do what it needs to do. Because I've seen a lot of people, they don't know what to do, so they just let it sit. Well, that doesn't help, you know, when this thing is still eating away in the back of your machine somewhere and, you know, can cause problems down the road. So, yeah, they just need to pay attention. But, you know, kids are sharp. I mean, that's where they're going to school. Their minds are, you know, they're expanding.
Yes.
So
And they're open to more things than we were growing up. I mean, we didn't have computers like this. I didn't when I was growing up. I mean, I didn't get to carry a laptop into class. They'd have probably kicked us out of school.
Yeah.
I remember one time, it was just kind of funny. I'm going to just bring this. It was just funny. I was in college class, and they had just come out with a Pac-Man watch. Do you remember those?
Yep.
It was an LCD. Had a little Pac-Man ran across the screen. And they made me take my watch off. I couldn't wear that into the classroom because it had Pac-Man on it. Even though it had a silent mode, they just didn't want it in the classroom. It would be disruptive. And now kids have PCs in there, and who knows what they're doing on those.
Well,
they can play Doom. And,
They don't play Doom anymore. I remember when my kids were, you know, getting there, they had, you know, it was stuff like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, I love that.
And the flight simulators. Yeah. And now the graphics so good now. It's just like you're walking into a room, you know.
Yeah.
We had Pong.
Yeah.
Back in
1970. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. In fact, my wife and I are doing a remodel on the house, and we've got a lot of family coming for Thanksgiving, so we're trying to get everybody ready. And we pulled out of our storage room downstairs an old Atari system.
Atari?
With Pong and all that stuff in it. She goes, what do we do with this? I said, don't throw it away. It's a collector's item.
They're fun stuff.
Right up there with Edison's photograph, you know.
Yep. Well, I hope we helped you today with the PC questions, and we'll be back next week with more.
All righty, and you've been listening to Tech Talk. And, guys, always a treat to have you in here today. And maybe we'll have the great weather again next time, because it seems like we start off and end up really, really well when the sun's shining, don't we, now?
Yes, we do.
All right, take care now and have yourself a great weekend. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour and more on the way right here on your favorite radio stations. Get ready. It's right now 8 o'clock.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing. We're serving you as their priority. This is KW.